Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 294. Today we're reading chapter 24 of the novel, I Know What Prayer Can Do, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Jennifer was surprised to see the Francias back sooner than she expected them. Mr. Francia had asked her to house-sit the 2 weeks they would be gone. You know, water the flowers and set the sprinkler system on the lawn, wipe away the dust, and knock $50 off your next payment, Mr. Francia told her. As if that would help any, Jennifer thought. In fact, you're welcome to sleep here the whole 2 weeks if you want. Consider this your vacation, he said. How can I just let him order my life around, Jennifer thought. Mr. Francia, I appreciate your willingness to knock the $50 off, but even with that, I'm still not going to have all the money to make the next payment on time. I'm going to have to get another job. I guess I'm asking you for an extension. That can be easily fixed, Mr. Francia said. You may want to consider being Luis's nanny full-time. You know, living with us. That would take care of your room and board and meals. Access to my wife's car in case you have to turn yours in. And if you cooperate, you may even travel regularly with us to Spain. Jennifer offered little protest. She felt trapped, as she had not quite figured out exactly what was going on within the Francia family. She glanced at Mrs. Francia, who was holding Luis. Mrs. Francia opened her mouth to protest, but her husband sharply raised his hand. Silence! Jennifer took him up on his offer their second day away on their trip to Spain. It was during her second day at the Francia's place that Aubrey had searched her apartment. I'll see you to your car, Mrs. Francia said to her, after they arrived back home in the United States. What happened? Jennifer asked Mrs. Francia. I thought you were going to be gone for 2 weeks. Things did not quite work out, Mrs. Francia said. Jennifer extended her hands to give Luis a hug before driving off. Well, look at that, Mrs. Francia said, as Luis raised both hands towards Jennifer. Jennifer was thrilled as he had never reached out to her before. He still held that distant look in his eyes. Jennifer held Luis close to her. You're so precious, she whispered in his ears. Mrs. Francia was touched at such a genuine show of love, in spite of what her husband was dragging Jennifer through. No, I can't let Diego use her anymore. Yes, there was an accident that could have happened to anyone, and to see that Jennifer had such a great attitude about it. Mrs. Francia, I don't know how much longer I can go on with this contract. My finances are down to nothing. What am I going to do when I'm completely out of money? Could you please talk to Mr. Francia for me? My life has been totally disrupted because of this. Why would he refuse to give me a copy of the doctor's report? Jennifer pleaded. Mrs. Francia lightly touched Jennifer on her arm. Her heart went out to her. It will all work out. I will definitely talk to him. I'm getting ready to turn my car in because I have defaulted on my payments, going on 2 months now. I'm also going to be out on the street soon because I'm behind on my rent. I appreciate your husband's offer, but I have my own life to live, Jennifer said. And I feel like something is not right. Please tell me what's going on. The quiet pleading in Jennifer's voice broke Mrs. Francia's heart. She almost gave in and spilled everything about her husband's shady dealings. She took a quick glance towards her house and saw her husband watching them from one of the living room windows. Taking her son and giving Jennifer a quick hug, she whispered, I'll talk to him. Go home and don't think about it anymore. Mrs. Francia slammed the front door shut upon entering the house. Diego, she almost shouted as she placed Luis in his playpen. No need to shout. You took too long talking to her. What were you talking about? Her husband said. I've had enough of your scheming and using people to steal their money. We've been living off other people's money for too long. Say no more, Diego said. No, I've decided when it's no more, Romina said. You're taking the life out of her. She's down to nothing. She's about ready to lose her car and her apartment. I gave her an offer to come live with us, with all expenses taken care of, but she has shown no interest. If she knows what's good for her, she'll accept, Diego said coldly. The poor girl is trying to work her way through college. She does not need this. She probably won't be able to finish college. Do you want her to be a loser like you?" Diego looked at his wife with anger in his eyes, but tried to hide it with a sly smile. "Don't you worry about her," he said. "I have plans in case that happens." "What kind of plans?" "Don't you worry about that. Just do as I have instructed you, and that is to care for Luis." "Keep your mouth shut and let me handle things," her husband said. "Well, I'll be handling some things from now on," Romina said. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible states in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.